First, though, we begin with breaking news, and we are getting reports that two rockets have hit a border area in southern Turkey. Local media are reporting that one of the rockets hit a school in the district of Karkamis. Sinem Kosteoglu is in Istanbul. Sinem, what are you learning?
Well, yes, this is what has been expected here, because after Turkey's and promise that Sunday's Istanbul bombing attack would be avenged, as Turkish authorities have identified the Syrian Kurdish fighter group YPG as the perpetrator, launched a very large-scale air campaign against the YPG and PKK simultaneously in northern Iraq and northern Syria. We heard from the YPG officials that Turkish residential areas would also be targeted. So this is what's been happening. This is the first time that Turkey's southern residential areas have been targeted by the YPG since the Peace Spring operation that started late 2019. It was very normal, as the Kurdish settlements are very close to the Turkish border. From time to time, Turkish army throws missiles, and from the other side, Kurdish forces also fire some rockets to the Turkish land. But usually they were hitting the rural areas, the farms, basically. This is the first time a residential area has been hit for nearly two and a half years or something. And a primary school has been hit. Since the YPG also claims that the Turkish Air Force has targeted their own civilian settlements during the air operation conducted by the Turkish army, many expect that these kinds of harassment fires may probably continue.
Sinem Kosteoglu reporting from Istanbul on events in southern Turkey. Thank you very much. Now-